This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Pastor Chuck Longworth.
Kind of hard to believe that we're already in a new year. 2022 is here. And I know one of the things that happens when a new year starts is a lot of people make New Year's resolutions. And sometimes people want to improve their health, or maybe want to exercise, maybe want to improve their diet. Maybe they want to make more money and do what is necessary so that they can make more money. Some people think about spiritual needs. Yesterday, I actually ran. I run on a regular basis, and I was out running near the beach in Fort Pierce. And I saw quite a few people out there riding bikes, some riding very competitively and some leisurely, some people running, some people jogging, some people walking, and you know, various levels of activity. And I couldn't help but think that some of those people that are out there probably are those people that have said, hey, I need to make a change. I need to do things a little bit different. This is a new year, and it's an opportunity for a new and better you, a more improved you. And a lot of times when people make New Year's resolutions, they really don't stay very long. In fact, there are people, and there's even a exercise facility, Planet Fitness, that has their business model being that they will only charge you $10 a month to be there and to work out. And they know that a lot of people will actually sign up at this time of the year and won't come for the most part. Maybe they'll come for a few weeks, but they won't come, but they'll continue to pay because it's only $10 a month. Well, God wants us to make changes that actually are lasting, and He wants us to not only to examine and do what we think is right, and the Bible tells us to examine ourselves, but the Bible also tells us to ask God to examine us, because God knows us even better than we ourselves know, even better than we know ourselves. And you might think, well, that's kind of hard to imagine, but God even knows the secret places, the secrets of our heart. And we can actually look in Psalm 139. We read this passage for our opening chapter. We're going to read verses 1 through 4 and then verses 23 through 24. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. So God, the psalmist here is saying, and this is a psalm of David. So this is David, King David. And he's saying, God, you have searched me. You have known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You can't just think about that. You can't sit down or get up without God knowing it. You understand my thoughts afar off. So, you know, we don't even always understand our thoughts, but God understands our thoughts. And other people don't even know what our thoughts are unless we tell them what our thoughts are. But God can even be, we can be running from Him even. God knows our thoughts. You comprehend my paths and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it all together. So God knows everything about us. He knows the words that we say. He knows our actions. He knows when we sit down, when we rise up, when we lie down, and He knows us. In verse 23, the psalmist David prays, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." So we should be praying this today. You know, it's good for us to say, well, you know, I really need to improve on this and I need to improve on that. I need to be better doing this or you know, more disciplined at this. But really, we need to be asking God, you search me, you try me, see if there's any wicked way in me, see if there's any way that I need to improve. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. Happy New Year! We all face challenges over the last year. Although we don't know what 2022 will bring us, we know who holds the future and we can trust him to care for us. Cry out to him, repent for your sins and the sins of our nation, and rejoice in what God has in store for us in this new year. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems. And just like last week, you might not have seen last week's show or heard last week's show because it was the first, but literally the first of January 1st, New Year's. So, but we actually were for the very first time, not only simulcasting to WPSL and WCNO, but we also were simulcasting to Facebook and YouTube as well. So this is something that you'll want to to definitely check out. You'll be able to watch the show and see the show. Some people have asked us and they've said, hey, we don't have a Facebook account. I don't have a face. Some people are saying this. Hey, I don't have a Facebook account. I don't want to use Facebook. So they just go ahead and they say, well, we're going to go ahead and
and we want to watch it another way. Well, now you can. You can watch the show another way, and that is over on our YouTube channel, and you can head over there and do a search for it right now where you can watch that. Of course, we are here ready to answer your computer questions. We want to be able to do that for you, to answer your computer questions, help you out with that. And so definitely give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. And we're going to be talking about something that's very, very important today. And of course, your questions don't have to be on any particular topic, just about computers. You can have any type of question. You know, it could even be about a cell phone or a tablet. But because that's technology as well. And people have watches that are smart watches now. There are smart televisions, smart thermostats, smart switches on outlets. So really, we're talking about anything technology here. That's what your question can be about. So this is what we want to actually check out. So definitely give us a call here, 772-340 with your computer questions. But we are going to, and we'll see how far we can get into it, but we're going to be talking about the importance of making sure you have your data backed up. And when we talk about data, first of all, we're going to define some terms here. What are we talking about when we talk about data? What does data mean? We have, for years, we have actually done work for clients where sometimes we're able to fix their problem on a computer without reinstalling Windows, but sometimes we have to reinstall Windows. And when we reinstall Windows, sometimes we need to do a clean install of Windows, which means that we are just going to install Windows and nothing that was there before is going to be there afterward. And when we do that, we have to back up data ahead of time. And we've had customers in the past that have told us, well, I don't have any data. And then they come to pick up their computer and they say, well, wait a minute, where are all my pictures? And we would say, well, you said you didn't have any data. He said, well, I don't have any data, but I have pictures. And we would say, well, pictures are data. So we've learned, and it's been a long time since that's happened, because we have learned that people don't understand what data is. So when we're talking about data, we are talking about pictures. We are talking about Word documents. We're talking about PDF documents, maybe even a copy of your taxes from last year or the year before, or the year before, or the year before, or the year before. We're talking about actually other things going on there. So that's something that we're actually looking at, to be able to actually back up your data. Excel spreadsheets is data. If you use QuickBooks or Quicken, that is data. So this is something that you definitely want to actually look at. You want to make sure that you have a good amount of data. That you have your data backed up, especially if you know that something is happening. Some people use other types of programs. You could be TurboTax, which would have tax forms, or H&R Block has their program for taxes. There's Quicken, Microsoft Money. These types of programs are data. They have data built in. If you work on maybe you use your computer for CAD design, well, you're going to have documents that are built in there. So when we talk about data, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about making sure that you can back up your data, making sure that the files that are important to you are backed up. Well, why would you need to back up your files? Because they're on your computer. In fact, some people will tell us, well, I'm concerned, they say, well, my computer is slowing down, and I believe that it's just clogged up with a bunch of files. And what would happen if I move these files over to another drive? And, well, you know, first of all, you know, what type of files are we talking about? If we're talking about Word documents, if we're talking about Excel documents, typically they don't take up a lot of room on your hard drive. You would have to get a document that takes up a large amount of room to be able to actually have quite a bit of data there. And we do have some customers that do work with quite a bit of data. So this is something that we want to make sure that you have your data actually backed up in case we have a hard drive failure, or a hard drive failure is something that you don't necessarily have warning of. Sometimes you'll have warning of it. Sometimes you'll start getting errors that the hard drive is a failure is imminent. And sometimes you won't. This is something that you want to actually make sure that things are working, and making sure that you have a good amount of, you know, that your data is backed up. Well, some other things that you want to protect against. What happens if your computer is stolen? Well, that's important to make a backup and have a backup. Well, what if your computer is stolen, but your backup is right where your computer is, and that's stolen also? That's why it's important to have an offsite backup. Even if, let's say, the computer is in a room in your house and the backup is in the trunk of your car, at least it's separated by some sort of a number of feet. Another thing is to make sure that you understand that what happens if you have a fire and your computer and your backup are in the same location. What happens if you have sabotage? Maybe it's an employee. Maybe it's someone that gets mad at you. You never know who could get mad at you, and your computer and your backup are damaged because of that. Or what if your backup is connected to your computer and you accidentally open up an email that launches a ransomware attack, and your data on your hard drive and your data on your backup are encrypted? You want to protect against these types of things. And or human error. What if you make a mistake to a file? And what happens there? You want to protect against all of these things. We'll be talking about how you can protect yourself against this type of threat. So stick around and, of course, give us a call.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here and is Florida begins to open for business.
A Faster PC. PC.
We'll remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, and you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Back ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems in the shop as well. And you know, we've been talking here about, and I do want to remind you, we are streaming this. Not only is this on the radio, WPSL 1590 AM, also WCNO 89.9 FM. Of course, you can also, in addition, you can also go over, head on over to both of those stations are streamed live on TuneIn as well as Alexa. So you can actually Google Home. You can actually listen to those. But we also are streaming the show on Facebook as well as we're over on YouTube live right now as well.
You can type your questions into the comment section of either of those videos. I am monitoring those throughout the show, so we'll be able to answer your questions. Also, one of the things that I wanted to just go over with you, we talked in the previous section about data, what data is, and why different reasons that would be different reasons that you would want to back up your data, and why would you want to back up your data? Most people have data that's important. And again, I mentioned before, some people say, well, I don't have any data, but then they don't really realize what data is. Data is videos. Data is, if you have videos of your grandkids, you have pictures of your grandkids, pictures of your families. Maybe you've downloaded something. You have a document you've been working on. Let me just give you two examples of two tales. And by the way, most of the time when people have a bad hard drive, we are able, in most cases, to recover their data. In fact, we just had a computer that came into our shop last week as an emergency. And, because they were working on it the day before, I believe, with their accountant, setting up payroll with QuickBooks. Their accountant was there, and all of a sudden the computer just shut down and would not boot back into Windows. And so we tested it, and it had a bad hard drive. And this was pretty significant. It was the failure was pretty significant, so significant that we couldn't actually copy the data. We couldn't, we connected a lot of times. We connect drives to our computer, and then we start copying the data over to another computer, and we're not able to get the data. And so in this case, we weren't able to get the data. Most of the time we are, but in this case, the drive was so bad that we weren't able to get the data. So what we actually did in this instance is we went ahead and we did a data transfer, which actually makes a mirror of the drive to another drive. And that first data transfer, we actually started it on I think Friday of, well, it, what was it? Actually, it was, we started on Thursday of last week. So this was the day before New Year's Day, or New Year's Eve. And then Friday was New Year's Eve. We were here until 2. The data transfer was still running. When we came in Monday, after the New Year weekend, the data transfer had failed. So we attempted with another program, and that program did not see the drive properly. So we started again with that first program, attempting to do a data transfer. The first day, it had made some progress, but literally, when you look across the computer screen and you see, spanning from one side of the computer screen to another side of the computer screen, almost an inch or two in from each side, you see a progress bar. And really only a very small portion of that was finished that first day. The next day, it was about twice as much, but it still didn't look like it was actually making a huge amount. I mean, it still was actually only had processed maybe 1/6 of the way after 2 full days of this transfer. Well, the third day was yesterday, and we actually were able to get all of that. I think the third day might have been the day before, but we were able to get all of the data off of that drive. Whether it was Thursday or yesterday, I don't remember 100%, but we were able to get all of the data off of that drive, which was important because there were business documents, there were spreadsheets, this customer has been doing They do construction jobs, and they've been doing all of their invoicing with Excel spreadsheets. Now, it's, you know, I did tell them that there's some easier ways to track things using QuickBooks, using other software, but, you know, this is the way they've been doing it. And, you know, they didn't have, they had backups of some of that information, some of that data, but not all of it. And so it was very good that we were able to get that data for them. Secondly, we were able to, in addition to that, they also had pictures, and they didn't have backups of these pictures. These are family pictures. They didn't have backups of these. You know, if you have certain members of your family, you probably have seen this. Maybe you've even done this in your family where you take a picture and then maybe 10 years later, 20 years later, 30 years later, you reproduce that same picture with the same pose. Well, obviously you're different. You look different. The other people in the picture look different. And because you've aged, it's nostalgic that you're able to look at that same picture and get in the area there and, you know, have the same poses and so on and so forth. But it's not something that you're able to actually get in there. And, you know, you're not going to be able to replace that picture once it's gone. So those pictures are important. We were able to save all of that for this one customer. And that's important to be able to do that. We were really excited when we were able to get that, because really, if we weren't able to get it, well, you know, their next bet would be to go to an outside data recovery facility, which might cost $500, $1,000, $1,500 to recover the data. Basically, what they can do, they can take the drive into a clean room. If there's a part of the drive that is bad, they can actually diagnose what part that is, replace that part, and get the data off of the drive. It's a very expensive process, though, because it requires a clean room. It requires the expertise, and it requires the spare parts to be able to actually open up a drive, replace the parts that are bad, to be able to go in there. So this is something that we were able to do for this customer. Well, we have another drive that's on our bench here that the customer brought it in, and it has a lot of information. It has a doctoral thesis. You know, what are you going to do if you lose your doctoral thesis? You're going to go back to the professor and say, could you resend me that doctoral thesis? Well, you might be able to, if they're more organized than you are. But, you know, I mean, how many doctoral theses do you think they've received, and do they save them after they're done with them? All of this data was on an external hard drive. Well, you know, people don't realize this. Hard drives die. External hard drives die. Even SSD drives die. And in fact, some computers have the SSD drive soldered onto the motherboard, which means that if you have a failure on the motherboard, you're toast. You're not getting your data unless you are going to send that out to a data recovery facility, and maybe they're going to do a hardware level, component repair. Maybe they're going to desolder those chips and solder them to another drive where they're going to be able to actually get that data. Well, this is something that, why would you go to all that effort? Just have a backup of your data. So these are, you know, the external hard drive with the doctoral thesis and other documents that the customer doesn't have anywhere else. We couldn't get that data off of there. Now, an external hard data recovery facility probably can with that particular drive, but, you know, you're looking at several hundred dollars. You know, in some cases, for us with the one customer that we just recovered their data, it really only cost them $110 to have their data recovered. Now, again, the data recovery you know, that we were looking at there was we did an image of the drive, and then we copied that data over to actually two computers. If they only wanted it to go to one computer, it would have been less money, but it would have been $80. But because we went to two computers, it was $110. But, you know, you're looking at sometimes when we recover data, it takes us more time, and it's more expensive. I mean, sometimes we're looking at maybe up to $330 to be able to recover data from your computer. Well, you know, these are things that you can actually save yourself that cost by just having a backup. And again, we don't just recommend one backup. We recommend having multiple backups and having some redundancy in your backup so that, you know, if you lose, you know, for some people, if you lose a month's worth of data, that's not all that big of a deal. You might be able to retrieve some of that. For other people, maybe you'd be in difficult situation. You lost one day of your data. We had a situation here at one point where we had a problem with our server, and we were without QuickBooks for a day. I think we had to get back up on QuickBooks, but we didn't have all of our data for about a day. And we literally had computers we were working on in the shop that we didn't have the information in QuickBooks as to what those computers were. So you think, you know, from a business perspective, it's pretty important to have a fairly consistent backup and to have frequent backups. You know, you might make a change to a file. You might accidentally delete something that you didn't want to delete or replace something in a file that causes that file to be corrupted or not have the data that you need. You know, maybe you're working on a final paper for a college exam, or you're working on a big presentation for a client. Well, you know, it's very important to be able to have a backup of that type of information. So there are various ways that you can back up and various ways that we can help you. And, you know, certainly if your drive dies, if you are hit with if your drive dies, we probably can back up your data. Now, you know, if you have fire and theft, fire or theft that destroys or damages or steals your computer and your backup, and you don't have anything, well, unless you have cloud backup, you have nothing. If your data on your computer and on your backup are both encrypted by a crypto locker attack, by a ransomware attack, you're up the creek without a paddle, so to speak. You know, so unless you have a backup, and if you have a backup, just realize if it's only one copy of the files, if there's a good chance, if that's been made in the last week, that data is encrypted as well.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie. And on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. We are back. We are ready to answer your questions. And of course, we have been talking about backups, but you know, your question can be about anything. It doesn't have to be about backup, about the importance of backing up your data, what data is. You know, we've been talking about this and why you would want to have a good backup. And you know, in this segment, what we'll do is we'll talk a little bit about, you know, some of the ways that you can back up. And of course, A Faster PC does help customers with making sure that you have a good backup so that, you know, if you're having a situation, you know, where maybe you have a hard drive failure, or maybe you have a
you know, maybe you got tricked into opening up a ransomware attack. Maybe your data on your drive is backed up, and your most recent backup is encrypted. Well, you know, the data on your computer is encrypted. The most recent your most recent actual backup is encrypted as well. Well, hopefully you have multiple backups. Typically, what we have found, by the time you know that your data is encrypted with a CryptoLocker infection, and typically a lot of times people probably try to figure it out themselves for a few days. But you know, really every day is ticking, and you have to realize that you know, when you have bad data, you don't want to make a backup and replace what you have on the backup that's actually could be good. And you know, how are you making the backup, and what method is making the backup? Is it going to erase your previous backup, or is it just going to add a second backup? Because there are different ways of backing up. Well, you know, this is something that you know, again, there are different ways, and you want to make sure that you do have protection. You know, what happens if you have a fire? You know, probably won't happen, but we probably all know someone that did happen to. In fact, you might have, you know, a house that burned down in your neighborhood. I mean, I know there are many of our customers that have experienced fires, and in some cases they lost their computer and their backup because they were in the same location. And you know, what if you have theft and your backup and your computer are in the same location? You know, it hasn't happened to many of our customers, but I know one of them that, not while we were doing their work, but before we started doing their work, they did have their backup and their computer stolen. So, you know, and, you know, what about sabotage? Well, you know, we've had customers where, you know, they're a business customer, they have an employee that gets upset. You know, they get terminated, the employee gets upset, the employee on their way out, deletes data off of the server, damages the backup as well. So the data can't be recovered that way as well. You know, you want to protect yourself against this type of threat. You never know. Even in a home environment, you know, is it possible that someone that, you know, even that you love might get upset with you and might lash out? You know, you never know. You want to be protected. You want to protect yourself, and you want to protect your data. Your data is important. Again, when we talk about data, we're talking about pictures. We're talking about files you've downloaded. We're talking about Word documents, Excel documents, PDF documents, which might be your tax return, might be your bank statements, might be a receipt. You know, if you scan things in, you can have QuickBooks data, Quicken data, TurboTax data. All of this is data. Videos. You know, we have some customers that use very little. Some customers tell us, hey, I don't even have any data on the computer. And some of them really don't. A lot of them do have data, but they don't realize it. But some of them really don't have any data on the computer. So, you know, however it is, whatever the case is, we can actually help you with that. So there are different ways to make a backup of your data, and you know, you can make just a simple copy of your data over to an external hard drive. I don't think we might not have enough time to actually demonstrate how to do this on this show, but maybe next week we'll go over that. But so you can make just a copy. We actually also have scripts that we can run, that we can create, that will back up your data. And we're looking, first of all, at the profile data. We're looking at backing up your contacts, which most people don't use, but occasionally some people use them. We're looking at backing up your documents, your downloads folder, your pictures folder, your videos folder, your music folder. You may not have data in all of those folders, but you know, it doesn't hurt just in case data goes into one of those folders to back them up. If you have other important data that's important to you, you know, that's in another location of your computer, we can back that up as well with a script. So you want to have you know, that's one way you can do it, and we can even do that script so that it encrypts or actually zips the files that are backed up afterward into a custom file name with a custom file extension that is unlikely for, if you're hit with a ransomware, it's unlikely that the ransomware would be able to open that, because they, you know, it's, again, it's a custom extension. It doesn't really translate to any other extension that's out there. So those are some things we can do. We can also, and you can actually use, and we would recommend that you use, if you're making your own backup and you're storing this backup in your, you know, yourself, we would recommend that you back up to multiple devices, not at the same time, but maybe one day you back up to one device and you swap that out the next day, or you swap it out the next week or the next month, depending on how often you need to make a backup. There's one of our clients is an HOA office. They pay us to come in every month and make a backup. They also have cloud backup that backs up their files as they change. So they do have, you know, an alternate cloud backup, but they want a local backup, and we're coming in and backing that up. And they have two drives, one that is offsite, one that's onsite, and they swap those out periodically. So, so we would recommend that you have multiple devices and rotate them out. Keep one near the computer, but keep one, you know, maybe in the trunk of your car, maybe in a safety deposit box. Maybe you're going to keep it at your office if it's backing up data from your home, or maybe you keep a copy at your home from backing up data from the office. Maybe you keep data at the home of someone that you know and trust. So this is something that you definitely want to make sure that you are making backups, and that you are having this data backed up. Well, another way that we can make a backup, and we do this quite often with some of our clients, is we'll come in and install a Cronus. And a Cronus actually can make a system image of your computer. And that image can be restored to, to the same, let's say you have a bad drive. Well, we could come in, we could, without even doing a clean install of Windows, we could just launch the Cronus software, plug in your most recent backup, and we could restore that backup. If you got hit with a ransomware attack, we could come in and restore your most recent backup. Now, let me tell you something. You know, before we did that, we would want to look and see, is there anything on your computer that's salvageable? Are there any files that are not encrypted? The last client of ours that we had that was hit with a ransomware attack, they were an attorney's office, and they actually had that ransomware attack not only encrypted all the Word documents, all the Excel documents, all the PDF documents, all of the JPEG files, which are pictures, all of the GIF files, which are pictures. It also encrypted most of the executable files. So the people couldn't launch Excel, they couldn't launch Word, they couldn't launch Firefox, they couldn't launch Edge, they couldn't launch a browser to be able to go out to the web, and it was spreading across the network because the people, one of the employees had mapped a network drive. So, you know, this is something we by the way, come in and we recommend against mapping network drives. Some of our clients do it anyway, and if they get hit, they'll wish they had listened to us. But this is something that with the Acronis backup, you're able to go back, and Acronis is able to make a daily backup, a weekly backup, however often you want to make that backup. You can restore files from that. You can also restore the entire computer. And again, just know, if you're hit with a ransomware attack, and let's say you made a backup yesterday, or maybe even a backup 5 days ago, most likely that backup is going to be encrypted. The data is going to be encrypted. But, you know, it's worth a try to see if you can go back to that one versus going back to the one before that. But it takes a little bit of time. But again, having the backup means that, you know, maybe you lose, maybe if, you know, the last week is encrypted, maybe you can go back to a week before that. You know, you lose 2 weeks of work, but at least you haven't lost everything. And that's what a backup can do for you, is help you to avoid a catastrophic failure, catastrophic downtime. Catastrophic loss of data, those pictures that you're not going to be able to replace, those pictures that you're not going to be, the videos that you're not going to be able to replace, the files and the documents, you know, maybe you've sent someone, you know, an email, maybe you can retrieve it from your email program, but maybe that's encrypted also. So you want to actually, you know, there are ways to get your data back sometimes, workarounds, but you want to be able to have a good copy and to know that, you know what, if my home gets hit with a missile, I mean, probably your files are maybe not the most important thing, but, you know, files, they're important. Pictures are important. You don't want to lose those types of things. In fact, some of those types of things are some of the most devastating parts of losing that type of information or that type of catastrophe.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel, you can not only hear the show but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website of FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is A New Year, New Opportunities for a Better, More Improved You. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Happy New Year! We all face challenges over the last year. Although we don't know what 2022 will bring us, we know who holds the future and we can trust Him to care for us. Cry out to Him, repent for your sins and the sins of our nation, and rejoice in what God has in store for us in this new year.